The Ghana Chamber of Mines has reiterated the need for government to increase the allocation of mining royalties to the district assemblies to enable them to undertake significant projects for the benefit of people in mining communities. The Public Affairs and Environmental Director of the Chamber, Ahmed Antoba, said this at an oil, gas and mining course sponsored by the Natural Resource Governance Institute and Pen Plus Bytes for selected journalists in Accra. He observed that the present 10% of the total royalties government allocates to mining communities is inadequate. He suggested that the community's share be increased to 30% and tied to specific projects.
Communities keep complaining that they are not seeing the benefits of mining, especially communities on the front line, that is those around the mines. They complain that they bear the brunt of mining, the noise, the vibration, and if there's any effect, it's on them. But they don't see what mining is giving them. But we know that government takes all the royalties and it sends back only 10% for distribution to the communities. So we hope that if government should increase this 10% to say 30% and then tie it to specific projects in the communities and then even can target and say mineral royalty money, then you can say a community can then look at this and say, but now there's nothing like that. If you go to the area, you see Hippic toilet, Hippic school, but you don't see royalty school, but royalties are being paid. And we think that if government should increase the money, one, to help in the development. We also say that it should be tied to specific projects over a period of time and regulated by law so that nobody can misuse the money. And that's why we are calling for the mineral revenue bill, so that it would also be along the way, same way as the petroleum revenue management law, so that people will spend mineral revenue according to particular stipulations and regulations.
Mr. Nantoma called on regulators to ensure responsible mining by eliminating illegal mining. The Africa Regional Social Responsibility Manager of Newmont, Emmanuel Atuobing, said the biggest challenge of the company presently is how to strategize to survive in what he termed the turbulent period of the industry.